It's good to be in the land of the living. I want to take this opportunity and thank the committee for giving me the opportunity to speak. I know that you could have chosen anyone to stand here, but because you chose me, I am thankful, I am humbled, and I am appreciative. Now, the task that has been assigned to me today is Jesus' prayer for unity. In John chapter 17, verses 20 and 21, the Bible reads, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me." If there's ever been a need for unity, it's today, where we see our world and the country that we love so dearly constantly drifting away from the Word of God. Unity is defined as a state of being united or joined together as a whole. Now, Jesus prayed not only that his disciples would be one, but that all who believe and follow his word would be one in the church. Paul echoed a similar request in 2 Timothy 2, 1 and 2. He said, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou have heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thyself to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." To teach others what? How to comb their hair? How to eat? No, but teaching them the unadulterated word of God. If we are going to be united as one, Paul tells us in Romans 1 and 16, he said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and then the Greek." Then he also said, listen to this, 2 Corinthians 4 and 3, "If our gospel be hid, then it is hid from those people in the world who are lost." So he tells us that we cannot, if we're going to be unified, if we are going to have anything to come from Jesus' prayer for unity, first of all, we cannot be ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God unto salvation. And then he tells us, if our gospel be hid, then it is hid from the people in the world that are lost. Jesus prayed that we all be one. And the only way that we can be united as one is by the word of God. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I used to work for the state of Alabama. I used to license and monitor prisons for teenagers. I supervised 9 counties for 20 years. First 10 of those years, I was an auditor. I had to go into those very facilities that I had to monitor. I had to audit those facilities. Listen to this. In auditing a facility, we looked at 3 things. We called them P, P, and P. Policy, procedure, and practice. Policy, the rule to follow. Procedure, how are we going to address that rule? And then practice, how are we going to carry out that rule step by step? Now, since every congregation of the Church of Christ, we are autonomous, meaning that we don't have a board in Texas. We don't have a board in Tennessee. Am I right, y'all? Sending out a blanket rule on what we are, what we can and what we cannot do. We have the Bible to live by. Let me ask you a question. If our congregations had to sign a contract with the state to provide the services of unity, would we pass the requirements, or would we be recommended for closure in 24 hours? Well, where did I get 24 hours from? Every facility has at least 300 standards. And within those 300 standards, there are 100 that are mandatory. Now, within that 100 that are mandatory, there are at least 50 with a red label on them. But let me tell you the difference between them. If you miss a regular standard, well, we don't really care too much about that, because that just means you don't get 100. But if you miss a mandatory, then we'll give you a month to correct it. But if you miss a mandatory with a red label on it, then I had to write a letter to the director with a copy to the governor stating that this facility is in violation of this mandatory standard, and we are requesting that if it is not met in 24 hours, this facility should be shut down. Let's look at those standards as they relate to our congregations. And as it relates to the prayer that Jesus prayed as it relates to unity. I'm not going to keep y'all that long. First of all, is there a policy? Meaning, is there a rule to follow? Of course. John chapter 17, verse 21, Jesus prayed that they all may be one. Jesus, one of his greatest desires was for us to be one. He wants his believers to be unified as a powerful source to show and express his reality of his love. In John chapter 15, verses 13 and 14, Jesus said, "Greater love has no man than this, that lay down his life for his friends." But who are your friends? You, if you do whatsoever I command. Gregory Allen Tidwell published an article in the Gospel Advocate, December of 2016. It was entitled, "Two Different Paths." He was saying that many congregations in the Church of Christ are taking two different paths. Some are going down the straight and narrow, like we all are, but some are compromising when it comes to the Word of God. But how can we compromise when the rule tells us that we are supposed to be one? When my wife and I go out of town, we have to call congregations and see if that's a congregation where we can worship. Because when you call them, most of the time, we went to Dallas last year to visit my sister, and when we called the congregation, one said, "Well, we have two services. One traditional, where we have a cappella singing, that's us. And then we have one with mechanical music." But the Bible tells us in Ephesians 5 and 19 to speaking to yourselves and psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with melody in your hearts unto the Lord. Then he tells us in Colossians 3 and 16, "Let the word of God dwell in you richly and in teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart unto the Lord." Where is the authorization for mechanical music? Well, the rule book says, or the rule or the policy tells us, that we are supposed to be one, then we all should be doing the same thing according to the word of God. Many say, well, it didn't tell us that we cannot do it. But when the Bible tells us what to do, at the same time, it gives us instructions on what not to do. Let me give you an example. When I told my child to go to the store and get me some Coca-Cola, I didn't have to say, well, look, don't bring no candy back. Don't bring no potato chips back. Don't bring no cookies back. When I told him what to do, at the same time, I told him what not to do. Now, I tell you, I didn't tell my wife that. Y'all hear what I said? I told my child that. Because when you give your wife your money, well, I ain't got to go down that road with you. You know what I'm talking about. If we are going to be united, if, as Jesus prayed that we all be one, then we must go by the word of God. Second, let's examine the procedure or how we're going to address the root. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 1 and 10, "You now beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that we all speak the same thing, and that there be no division among us, and that we be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." Revelation 22, 18 and 19 tells us not to add nor to take away from the word of God. We are going to have to learn how to speak where the Bible speaks and be silent where the Bible is silent, and not get into the habit of using our opinions for doctrine. Paul tells us in 2 Timothy 2 and 15, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, that a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Why does Paul always say ashamed? Because a lot of people in the Lord's church are ashamed. We are ashamed to stand up on the word of God by having fear of what our family and friends are going to say to us. But if God be for us, then who can be against us today? The Bible tells us in Ephesians 3 and 4, whereby when we read, we will understand the mysteries of Christ. Hebrews 10 and 7 says, "Lo, I'll come in the volume of the book." Let me share some with you. God doesn't tweet. God doesn't text. God doesn't send email. If you want to know what God has to say, you're going to have to go inside the book. The Bible tells us in Luke 4 and 17, "And they delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And he opened the book and he found the place where it was written." We're going to have to go into the book and find the place where it is written. If we are going to be unified, if we are going to abide, if we are going to have come, if we are going to have any value in the prayer that Jesus had prayed, that we all be one. How do we address unity? Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 11 through 13, that there were some contentions or problems in the house of Chloe. Some were saying, I'm a Paul, and I'm a Cephas, and I'm Apollos. Paul asked them a question. Is Christ divided? Or were you baptized in the name of Christ? How do we address a problem? When a problem comes up, if we're going to be unified, brothers, we can't run from the problem. We need to run to the problem and try to teach and encourage them to do the right thing. All people sense the need for direction and a meaning in life. And if we, as members of the body of Christ, abandon that blessed assurance of God's absolute truth in the body of Christ, then the world that we know we're truly be lost. As our worldly culture continues to drift further and further away from God, who's going to teach? And who's going to live according to the scriptures? Cecil May Jr. published an article in the Gospel Advocate, July 2012, entitled, God's Word is Truth. And he said, and I quote, Scripture is our judge. We're going to be judged by the Word of God. Are we united? Or are we separated? If we are not united, then the world doesn't stand a chance as it relates to being saved. Then last, let's examine the practice or the way that we carry out the rule step by step. In reality, there's only one place to start. Matthew 22 and 39, when Jesus said, love thy neighbor as thyself. Believe it or not, one of the most segregated places you can find is in our congregations on Sunday. The congregation where I worship and the other congregation of the Church of Christ. One of the most segregated places that we can find on Sunday morning or Sunday as a whole. We must attempt to save all men, not some men. Paul said, knowing the terror of God, we persuade men. You know, every year has about 5/5 Sundays in it. Some have 4. Why can't we have a fifth Sunday fellowship where all the churches of Christ come together? 1/5 Sunday, we meet at Andrew Street. Brother Allen speaks there. The next 5th Sunday, we meet at Centrum, and Brother Pearson speaks there, and on and so forth. We have to show the world that we're united. And if we don't show the world that we are united, then the world that we live in don't stand a chance in being saved. Now let me say this. A man's color matters to the world. But he came out in the church. Now, if I'm wrong, I apologize. His color matters to the world, but it should not matter in the Lord's church. We should be able to sit down and fellowship one with another. Let me share something with you. Ain't no segregated heaven. We all are one. We have to come together. One more article from the Gospel Advocate. I know you're probably saying, how many does it have? I have one more article from the Gospel Advocate. Charles Hodge, in June of 2012, published an article saying, the man, not in the mirror, but the man with the mirror. And he said, and I quote, he said, I have no axe to grind. My task, he says, simple, to please God. And not man. If we don't stand as one in the church, then this world that we know will be lost. And as I come to an end, and if we don't follow the policy of the rule, then the prayer that Jesus prayed for unity would have been in vain. We all must be one. In every area when it comes to unity and teaching and loving and fellowshipping one with another. And again, I'm thankful for the committee for giving me an opportunity to speak. And I just pray that I've said something that will encourage you in your walk with God.
Thank you, Carlton.